You're listening to The Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Such happy music. This is Debbie Lewis, and we are back, and we are talking with Wayne Brass. Wayne, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm having a fabulous day, and hope you are too.
Oh, yes, sir. So tell me a little bit about what you do to help us with our small businesses. First, give me the full name, because this always gets me.
All right. My name is Wayne Brass, just like the metal, B-R-A-S-S, and I'm a business consultant with the Small Business Development Center, and I work in Pinellas County.
Perfect.
But I specialize more in business technology.
Okay, so in technology, what do we need to know when it comes to technology, when it comes to our businesses? Where are we falling apart? Where do we need help?
Well, let me kind of do this. Somebody comes up with a new idea, and they think it's the world's newest and greatest idea, and
right.
We might sit down with them and talk to them in reference to patents. I am not an attorney, but we explain patents and how to get one and to go to an intellectual property attorney to be able to get a patent if indeed it's a patentable item. We also give them the resources and the tools, such as telling them about the website, such as United States Patent and Trademark Office. We can also tell them how to look up things, which will help them understand is really their new idea a patentable item. Now that we've figured that out, because most are not, okay, I'm not going to say
really most
all.
Are not. Okay.
Yeah, because why? What we're doing is we're reinventing something. So let me just use something, an app on a phone or a mobile device. That is really not new, okay? It's just a change or a delivery vehicle for something that's already out there today, so that is not patentable.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute, a patent attorney might find a way on a particular application, but I'm talking about in general rule.
Okay.
And so then the next question that pops up in their mind is more of the area of, now, how do I get it manufactured? How do I get it introduced into the marketplace? So one of the things in which we do is part of the things that I think you wanted me to discuss today was the use of student teams. And I work for the University of South Florida.
Okay.
And I do have an office at USF St. Pete, but we're also with USF in Tampa, the main campus. So
okay.
Both campuses offer student teams. And a lot of the times what we will do is we'll help somebody with this new technology or new idea that they've got by helping them create a business plan, a marketing plan. We've even had some accounting audits also that we've done. And what do? We sit down with the company and find out what their needs are. And if indeed it's a great project for a student team, okay, most of these are going to be graduate level. But yes, we have done some at the undergraduate level. And so what do with them is we then sit down with that company and find out. Then we sit down with the professors and find out, do we have a match? And if we do, then a student team is assigned. Just remember, on student teams, there's only kind of like a good couple semesters each year that we do these, because why? Summertime is condensed, so
okay.
We really do not have as much time to devote to the project. All told, in the past 5 years, I'll give you USF St. Pete, we've done over 7,000 student hours given
to businesses
in the community. So that's quite a bit of help, because what might be their marketing plan, figuring out where do we go and market this new product.
Wow, that is huge. Now, this is a free to businesses, right? So I think we think we're out there on an island, but we're not.
No, ma'am. The wonderful thing about the Small Business Development Center is that none of us, okay, can do everything for you, but we've got a team of consultants. And so some are more experienced in one category than the other. And so we share our knowledge and help out. Not only that, we also tell businesses, what other resources do you have available? Okay. So somebody will say, geez, I can't come in during the daytime because of meet with a counselor. I will tell them, and I'll just use one as one of my favorites, is the Small Business Administration website, which is sba.gov And they have a whole e-learning series, which are small videos, normally 30 minutes in length. And so if somebody needs help with starting the business, marketing, accounting, finance, all of that is on there for somebody who works during the daytime and can't get in for.
Now say that again. Say that web address again.
Okay, it's going to be sba.gov.
Got it. And we can go there and we can find out all about Small Business Administration. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do they get a hold of you, Wayne, because we're going to be going to a break here. How do they get a hold of you if they want more information about patents and if their invention is right?
You can probably, the easiest way to reach me is by my email, because I'm not in a single office. And my email address is rwbrass, B-R-A-S-S, at usf.edu. I'll repeat for you, rwbrass at usf.edu.
Perfect. Well, that's what we're after. We're after lots of help that we can get. And I did not know how much help was available. And this sba.gov is a great place. You said there's videos for everything. So I want to thank you for being with us today. This is the first time we've heard of that one. So we thank you for being with us every Wednesday. Yeah, you guys are great helping our listeners learn more about their small business. Thank you so much, Wayne, for calling in.
Thank you, and you have a great day now.
You too. Thank you. To get a hold of him, rwbrass at usf.edu. Wayne Brass, thank you very much. We'll be right back with more of my show.